I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke directly Friday for the first time in nearly 4 weeks. AP's Ben Thomas.
The president still believes in the promise and the possibility of a two-state solution.
Fundamental differences have emerged in the two leaders' visions for Gaza once Israel's war with Hamas ends.
Good friends and allies can have those kinds of candid, forthright discussions, and we do.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It's not going to change the president's view that the best long-term solution for regional security, particularly the security of the Israeli people, is a free and independent Palestinian state.
Netanyahu says he's told U.S. officials in plain terms he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war plan. Kirby again.
You can't do that without also talking about the aspirations of the Palestinian people and what that needs to look like for them.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. has carried out more military action against targets in Yemen. AP's Norman Hall.
U.S. officials say Navy fighter jets struck Houthi insurgent sites in Yemen for the sixth time Friday. The targets were said to be anti-ship missile launchers that were prepared to fire. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. and allies are protecting commercial vessels in the Red Sea.
They need to stop the attacks. If they don't, we'll continue to defend ourselves and make it harder for them to conduct them.
The Houthis say their attacks aim to end the Israeli air and ground offensive in the Gaza Strip. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Military officials say that as many as 121 unmarked graves in a former black cemetery have been discovered at a U.S. Air Force base in Florida. MacDill Air Force Base officials said Thursday that a non-intrusive archaeological survey performed over the past 2 years identified 58 probable graves and 63 possible graves. This is VOA News. Congress has sent U.S. President Joe Biden a short-term spending bill that would avert a looming partial government shutdown and fund federal agencies into March. The House approved the measure by a vote of 314-108, with opposition coming mostly from the more conservative members of the Republican conference. Nevertheless, about half of Republicans joined with Democrats in passing the third stopgap spending measure in recent months. The action came a few hours after the Senate had voted overwhelmingly to pass the bill by a vote of 77-18. President Joe Biden signaled on Friday that he's hopeful a deal over the U.S.-Mexico border could be worked out next week, at least in the Senate controlled by his Democratic Party, and that significant policy changes were needed.
You know, I think next week we ought to be able to work out something, at least in the Senate. And I'm hopeful it's going to be the bipartisan package the Senate is going to pass, God willing. Now, the question is for the Speaker and the House Republicans. Are they ready to act as well?
Republicans in Congress blocked emergency funding for Ukraine in an effort to push new security policies along the U.S.-Mexico border. They blame Biden's policies for an influx of immigrants into the United States. Japan has become the fifth country in history to reach the moon. Its spacecraft, which was not carrying astronauts, landed on the lunar surface early Saturday. But an issue with the power supply means that the mission could be in jeopardy. Officials say they need more time to analyze whether the spacecraft made a pinpoint landing. That was a key priority of the mission. A private U.S. company's failed moonshot has ended with a fiery plunge over the South Pacific. More from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Astrobotic Technology confirmed that its lunar lander broke apart as it re-entered Earth's atmosphere Thursday. A fuel leak shortly after liftoff from Florida last week had nixed any chance of a moon touchdown. The company then took steps to destroy its crippled lander to protect other spacecraft. It was the first U.S. lunar lander in more than a half century. The Peregrine Falcon made its way all the way to the moon's orbit before doing a U-turn and hurtling back towards Earth. Another U.S. lunar lander is set to blast off next month, built and operated by Houston's Intuitive Machines. NASA paid millions of dollars to the two companies to fly its experiments to the moon as part of an effort to commercialize lunar deliveries ahead of the arrival of actual astronauts. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.